Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, my name is Barbara Hofmeister and I am your host for today's show. To be or not to be, the choice is yours. And that is exactly what we're going to talk about in the next 30 minutes. About the choices that people take in their lives, the consequences that come out of having made those choices. You're going to hear from really interesting people that sometimes have made wrong choices and were able to correct them. You will hear very, very inspiring stories, how people overcame their challenges and how people started to live their dream, to live the life that they truly choose to live, the life that they've always wanted to live. So get ready for an exciting 29 minutes from today's To Be show. Hi everybody, this is Barbara Hofmeister speaking and I welcome you to tonight's To Be show. And our guest tonight is a very special person. He's my mentor, he's also my friend, and his name is Keith Matthew. And Keith is an internationally known expert on teaching the law of attraction. He teaches success principles, has been teaching for the past 17 years, and I'm sure he will continue to do so. And because of his combined knowledge of personal development along with marketing and sales, Keith was able to create a six-figure income. And from what I know, that was in the first year, he is well on his way to a seven-figure income now. So he is raising his income actually in times of economic recession. And I'm sure that most of us are interested to learn how he does that. And his main product is called Limitless Wealth. Sorry for that. And the other one is Reality Crusher. And he teaches people how to master their life and how to create the reality they've always wanted to experience. Keith, are you on the line?
I am on the line and ready to go.
Oh, that's great. Welcome. Welcome to the To Be show.
It's so great to be. You have no idea. I love to be.
So do I. Where would we be if we wouldn't be, right?
Exactly. You know, no matter where you go, there you are.
Mm-hmm. So, Keith, we want to talk today about the law of attraction, about certain techniques that can help us increase our wealth and our success. So, what is the law of attraction for you?
The law of attraction to me, in a very simple way, is I don't know if you would say an axiom, but there's a saying that thoughts are things. Mm-hmm. And where you put your attention, what you think about, and where you put your attention, that's what you create in your life. That's what the law of attraction is where you put your attention is what you're creating, basically, very basically.
Very, very true, because I know from a lot of my coaching clients, they have a lot of fear at the moment of losing their job. They have a lot of fear of dwindling incomes, and they don't have enough to pay their mortgages and so on. So, of course, the focus is on the fear, is on what they don't have, and that is exactly the opposite of what we want, isn't it?
Yes, and it can be tricky and challenging for people that are looking to create what they want when the media is creating a certain kind of atmosphere with the news that they promote and give out. And, you know, there's sometimes just fear-mongering, all these things that happen that a person, they really get challenged with being focused and consciously choosing what kind of reality they want to create.
Definitely. And I mean, consciously we do choose what we want, but unconsciously, I suppose, we have all these fears and all these things that are taking us away, actually, from what we want.
Well, and a lot of people, like the majority of people, I would say, are kind of like sheep. And I say this myself included, to the extent that I've invested, you know, 17 years of my life of becoming less like the sheep. And what I mean by that is, you know, whatever's going on, people kind of go with it. They don't ask certain questions as to, hey, you know, I don't know if I agree with that, or something inside me says that's not quite true what was just shown to me. And so there's this mass reality that happens of, you know, is the economy in the dumps, or are we all losing our jobs? Is it the end of the world? This kind of stuff. The end of the world. 2012 mm-hmm. is coming up. You're going to hear a lot about that, the possible end of the world. It's this mass thinking. And entrepreneurs and people that kind of branch off and they have success, you know, real success, they're thinking their own thoughts and choosing their own choices.
That is very, very true. So can you maybe give the our listeners a technique that they can use to be more focused and to make more, I mean, to actually think the right thoughts and attract the right things into their lives?
Sure. The most important thing to me is I don't like the word spending, by the way. I choose my words, and spending, I'll use it sometimes if I slip up. I look to choose my words consciously, though. And mm-hmm. when you spend money, a lot of people spend money. It's an outflow thing, and there's a feeling of not getting something back. I've just spent my money. I spent it all. When you invest mm-hmm. your time, invest your money, invest your energy, there's this feeling of, oh, I'm going to get a return back. I'm going to get a benefit for having done whatever I'm doing. It doesn't mean you have to get a payoff one-on-one. Like if I do something nice for you, Barbara, I don't have to expect that you're going to do something nice for me back. But if I'm investing my time in something, I anticipate that the universe is going to respond with some good things for me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's important for everyone, in my experience, have some time that you invest in yourself. That in your very busy life, and you may maybe you have a family, you have children, many people have jobs. If you don't have a job, I'm happy for you, actually. You have an opportunity to start your own business. Take some time and be to yourself. Be with yourself, because a lot of realizations happen, even if it's 20 minutes a day or in the evening. Have some personal, intimate time with yourself and get to be with yourself. And that's one very powerful way of detaching from the mass group consciousness and creating more of what you want in your life.
That's
so
very, very
good. Barbara, some people might do prayer. Some might do meditation.
Mm-hmm.
Some might read from their favorite scripture. Some might just sit and relax and enjoy music. But
mm-hmm.
it's the quality of detach from the whole world and it's all its craziness, and connect with yourself.
I think that's very important, that we go inside of ourselves for a little while, at least a day. So we are not always stressed out, we're not always doing things and, you know, ready to do something more and something else. And I tend to do that, you know. I tend to put too much on my plate and then I don't get it all done and then I feel stressed out and
don't give
myself enough time. That is very true. And I get very good self time when I do yoga, for instance, because it's fairly slow movements and you have time to breathe deeply and you actually take the time for yourself. For me, that is very helpful. But
yes.
Everybody has their own way of finding their inner self again, to finding their freedom and
yes.
their peace inside. Yeah.
So that's the going inside yourself part. The counterbalancing part is the outside, and that's whenever possible, surround yourself with people that are thinking and choosing and living in a similar way to the way that you see life. So you find like-minded people, and if, for example, we're talking about being more of a free thinker, breaking away from the mass consciousness so that you can be more focused in what you are creating in your life, find people that are focused and hang out with them. I tell you, it just rubs off on you. When you hang out with a focused person, you just get more focused. It just happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I knew you actually moved from New York to Atlanta, didn't you? Because you wanted to have a different environment. You wanted to have different people that are more into your line of thinking and into your line of doing business, right?
Yes. Well, I know what I know. And I also know, in a sense, I know what I don't know. I don't know the steps. And this actually is a tricky wording thing. Because when you say you don't know, you're reaffirming that you don't have the answer inside you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like you're playing a bit of a game with the mind here. So I played a game, and I said, well, I don't know how to get from six figures to seven-figure income, so let me hang out with someone who believes that he does know and is doing it. And that's what I did. I moved down to the Atlanta, Georgia area to be with someone who's more focused in the area of making seven figures a year. And it has. It's rubbed off on me. I've had a lot of great changes happen. And I also work with this idea that I do know. Because we know a heck of a lot more than we give ourselves credit for many times.
Oh, definitely. And NLP would say that everybody has the resources they need for the goals that they have, you know. So everything is already inside of us. We just have to give it a chance to come out.
Yes.
But I totally agree with you that we must surround ourselves with the right people. Very important.
And Barbara, you know, I have habit patterns like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And you experienced one of them recently. We don't have to go into it, but you can laugh. I don't do things 10 days in advance. Barbara, you're very organized, I can tell. Me, I'm organized in a different way. I'm moving, I'm shaking, I'm getting things done. So, because I used to be a perfectionist, and I had a multimillionaire stand over my shoulder and say, is it done? Is it done? Is it done? Is it done? And I'd be like, oh, my God, it's not done. I'm trying to make it perfect. Go away. And then he'd come back. Is it done? Is it done? Is it done? I have this burning in my shoulder where he stood over me. I had, like, a real burning in my physical, in my body because I was just stressed out. But he taught me. He taught me to keep moving, keep momentum. Momentum is very important in life. If you're right now, if you're at a job, out of a job, or your finances are stuck, or even if you're doing very well and you're bumping your head against the ceiling trying to get to the next level, well, it could be a momentum thing. That's one of the reasons why also I moved from New York to Atlanta, because I looked at my life and I said, wow, I have more success than many people trying to make money online. I'm doing six figures right out of the gate, and I did it for several years in a row, so I knew I could do that. It was easy for me. But that was my level. And so I realized that I was in this pattern of I need to change something. So momentum has to be changed. You have to move at a different vibration. And that's one of the things we're talking about is law of attraction and vibration.
Very true. We have a caller that has a question. Is it okay to open the line?
Yes. Are we taking calls if it's about golf or tennis or knitting?
No, we're not. We're taking
only
questions about the law of attraction, how we can make it work for ourselves.
Let's see what they have then.
Okay, then. Hello. Hello, can you hear me? 917-612?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Great. Do you have a question that Keith might be able to answer, or I might be able to answer?
Yes. I'm looking specifically at what you think about, you bring about.
Mm-hmm.
I've been in the positive thinking movement since 1970s, late 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very positive. I got married in 91, late in life. First marriage, third for him. It's clear to me it's not working. I filed for divorce. But I keep thinking about everything that I'm losing and have lost. I used to tithe, and even if it was my last dollar, it worked. Now I'm holding on to my last dollar out of fear.
So what? Can you tell me your name?
Yeah. What?
Can you share your name with us?
Yes, Ilona.
Ilona.
Yes.
Ilona, what's your question there so we might be able to help you?
My question is, it seems like everything's against me financially, and I want to know how to pull myself up out of this fear zone back to my faith zone. You know, fear, fear knocked at the door, faith answered, no one was there. I lived from that, and now fear is resuming, and I just don't know how to turn it around.
Well,
fear of loss, fear of not being able to move my MLM businesses. I'm stuck. I'm just really, really stuck.
One thing I would say to that is looking at what your relationship is with life. Is life doing and bringing you experiences that support your ultimate goals, or is life throwing things at you to keep you from getting to your goals? And so you take a look at that. And see, when we're working in this area of ourselves, it really, the more, it requires a level of honesty with yourself. And you don't have to share it with anyone, so you can be very honest in your own space. But maybe the way you're seeing the world is reflecting back to you, and that could be part of it. Whenever things happen in my life that, quote, set me back, I don't feel bad for it, and I don't feel like I'm going uphill. And that's because I have a very strong belief system that every single thing is supportive of me, not trying to hold me back. And that's very helpful in how things turn out. And what I've found in seeing things this way, even in retrospect, is that I see it as a truth in my life. I look at the things that didn't work out that really I thought should have, and I see that it was all about putting me into a position to move me forward in a way possibly even better than I thought previously. Does that make sense to you at all?
It really does, and I'm trying to do that thing of putting yourself in the company of people who are better off than you. The average five people you're around is, should be better than you. I'm there. I'm doing
okay.
That. But, I'm also losing my homes. I mean, tax liens and all kinds of stuff and all my, you know, so I just don't, it's like I'm climbing up this wall and I keep sliding. I keep sliding on slicks that keep trying to bring me back down. And the last one was the state.
When I started my business online, you know, it was a scary thing for me. I was trained really well. I was trained by a multimillionaire. So I knew my stuff, but still I didn't have somebody's wing to be under, so to speak. So when I first started, I was scared that what if I can't do this? Even though I knew all the things that I knew, what if I can't do this? What if I fail? And what was really important to me in the first, I don't know, maybe 5 months of starting my business, and this is related to your situation too, I needed one, quote, break. I needed one thing to kind of fall my way so that I could build the momentum.
Yeah.
And it happened. I knew it would happen. And you need to keep in your mind, or I suggest that you keep in your mind, that there is this one thing that's going to turn the momentum in your favor, and it's coming. And be excited about it each day. Whether you see it or not, be excited for it. And that one thing really opens the door for the second thing and the third thing and the fourth thing.
Right. It snowballs.
If you do it for 2 weeks and nothing, you don't see this one breakthrough, in 2 weeks and one day, your mind is likely to say, oh, this is garbage. This doesn't work. And then you go back into the old way of doing stuff. If you say to yourself, I'm going to do this forever, forever is a very long time, you know, forever. Then it'll happen. It has to happen. It's how we attract things.
Right. So just keep at it. Because 30 days makes a habit. And I started reading, coming back from my last MLM convention, I started reading on the plane Gay Hendricks's 5 Wishes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to turn my end of my life experiences I wish I had as into action items for going forward. And
yes.
That sounds excellent. That's use that a lot also.
That's great.
Yeah.
One more thing to wrap up, and then I'm sure we want to cover a lot of other stuff, is I would say that hold on a second. I got two thoughts at once. Oh, the action part. I would guess, without knowing your life, I would guess that you've made some choices that maybe weren't the best choices, and they were the best for you, and you ended up with what you ended up with. Looking at them, looking over them again, you might learn some lessons from your choices and then make different choices going forward. It's the action part that makes the difference. We believe, we open ourselves to law of attraction, and then we attract situations and then we act on them. And, you know, I put $60,000 into a real estate property in the Bronx, and it crashed and burned on me. And I did several actions that I looked to solve, you know, resolve the situation, to save my $60,000, and it went down the tubes. And that was a choice I made, too, was I said, I'm going to let this go because I know I can make $60,000 a lot easier than the way that I'm trying to do things right now.
Right.
But now I'm in a cycle again, and hopefully we're going to talk about cycles of attraction. I'm in a cycle again right now where certain similar situations have, conditions have shown up again. And I'm going, oh, my God. But the last time I was here, I blew $60,000, but I'm different because I've grown over the past few years even more. So I'm going to handle the situation differently. So look at your situations and your choices, and your situation is going to come up again. The MLM stuff, whatever's going on in your life, you're going to have another crack at it. I promise you, you will have another crack at it, so just be ready.
Yes.
All righty?
Yes.
Okay. Thanks for calling in, Ilona.
Thank you so much.
It's great talking to you.
Great for listening.
And it's really true that we have, I mean, Jim Rohn always used to say that there are seasons in our life. We have winters, we have springs, we have summers, and we have autumns or falls. And, for instance, my life, the last 12 months have been the worst 12 months I can remember in my adult life. But I know that I'm still moving forward towards what I want for my life, what I want the destination to be. So even so, it has been difficult for many of us. There is, you know, as long as we move and we move in the right direction and we learn from our past mistakes and we learn from our past experiences, I believe that we will definitely end up where we plan to go because that is the road that we are on. So, Keith,
yes.
You just mentioned something, and that was the cycles of attraction. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the cycles of attraction, you had mentioned Jim Rohn and mm-hmm. what an amazing motivational speaker and mentor he has been.
Definitely.
The cycles of attraction to me is about, it's cause and effect in our lives, right? So we see things linearly. We like to. We like to put things in boxes. We like to label them with our minds so that we have a way of relating with our world. If we didn't, and we don't know how to do it otherwise, we kind of float. You float around, you have no anchor points. So that's what we do. We look at things linearly as much as we can. The reality that's beyond the mind, which is, you know, life is bigger than just our minds, is that life is not just linear. It's linear in terms of I do something, I take an action, and there's an effect to it. But when I take an action, I send out energy into my universe. And it's kind of like a statement, whatever it is. If it's a thought, if it's an action, if it's a feeling, I send this out into the world and I say, this is how I see life, whatever it is that I chose to think, feel, or do. Well, it comes back. The universe sends it back. So this is, think of it like an ocean. This ocean, we send something out to the ocean, and then the ocean sends it back. It brings it back to the shore, and the wave comes on the shore and says, oh, here's what I've sent back to you. Well, if you send something out, it doesn't necessarily come back. The effect doesn't come back right away. For when you increase your vibration and you are operating at a higher level, then things tend to come back quicker to you. And I love that. If I do something that like breaks spiritual law or natural law, a lot of times it will come back and hit me in the face like egg on my face. And I go, whoa, and that came back fast. And I smile because I'm like, all right, well, at least I see the cause and effect. But many people, if they're not at that place, they send it out. It's out into the ocean. It's so far. And then one day, even years later, it comes back. And they say, why is this happening to me? Why am I having, quote, bad luck and things are not going my way? It's because of the cycle of cause and effect. Well, we have many things we send out into the world and many things coming back. And so sometimes, or many times, things come back and we can't tie in the cause with the effect. So it's cycles within cycles. You have like a 12-year cycle, a 7-year cycle in your life, and they all happen simultaneously. Trying to know all these cycles at once can make it kind of bonkers because it's so much beyond the mind, and the mind wants to do things linearly. Mm-hmm. However, we can see and recognize cycles in our lives, even if it's portions of cycles. And that helps us to make better choices and to work with the law of attraction in a more effective way. That's cycles of attraction. That's look at what's happening in your life right now and feel what's happening, not just in your mind or in your sight, but inside yourself. Feel, am I in a place of taking action right now, or am I in a place of just holding back, just hang back and let things work themselves out? There's a thing called doing and not doing. Mm-hmm. And it's sort of an art form to me. Sometimes I have a tendency to want to do things all the time because I'm a Taurus. I was born in May, and I like to, I'm earth-oriented. I like to do, solve problems, do. Also, as a male, I like to solve problems and fix things. Well, sometimes I actually botch things up more than ever because I'm trying to fix them when what's really best in that period or that cycle is to just hang back, just be patient, just watch, be the watcher and let things unfold the way that they need to unfold for everyone, for the best of everyone. Other times, people hang back because they're practicing law of attraction and they're like, okay, it's going to come to me, it's going to come to me, it's going to come to me. Meanwhile, it's really the phase of doing, and it's the opportunity is out there not too far from them, but they don't realize, hey, go get it. Hey, get off your duff and look for a job.
Very, very true. It's really true because I know, I mean, positive thinking alone doesn't do much because if you just think about stuff, you know, and you don't move, nothing happens. I mean, nothing much happens. And I know a lot of people that are very much into our movement and very much into our way of thinking, but they don't take action on it. And then they say to me, oh, well, you know, why doesn't my marriage work any better? And I say, well, maybe because you haven't done anything to make it better, you know, maybe because you haven't taken any action. Maybe you haven't shown your wife what you feel or talked to her about it or your husband or whatever. And, you know, yeah, we have to take action. We have to act on what we know. And sometimes we have to also take a leap of faith and do things that we don't know yet for sure.
There is what I call the secret power of allowing. And that is we take action when the impulse comes to take the action. And then we also allow life to unfold and show us. I used to be so focused on trying, and watch the word trying, because when you try, you'll never get there.
Yeah.
I used to always try to create a certain kind of condition in my life, and it was only later on that I started to realize, allow life to unfold and show you the beauty that's inside of it, because there is a reason for everything. There is a method to everything that's happening in your life right now. I would guess much of it goes unseen, though, because we don't take the time to appreciate what's being done on our behalf in life.
That's true. We're getting to the end of the program, unfortunately. I'm sure that we can talk about this topic for the next few hours.
I was ready for 2 more hours. What's up with that?
You were? I'm really sorry, but I just have a 30-minute show. The next time I will make a long show for you, a special long show for you.
Oh, very good. Very good.
What is the last message that you want to give to the people, maybe that they can take home with them, or maybe you want to send them to your website so that they can learn something more about especially this topic, how they can use the law of attraction for their own success?
I would recommend stay close with Barbara. Barbara has been in personal development for a long time. She spoke in front of many people, and she's a good person to be around. Go to KeithMatthew.com.
Keep talking.
Let it unfold. Everything is as it should.
So it's KeithMatthew.com?
Yes, that's one of my... I can go there perfectly.
Uh-huh. And Keith is very, very active on Facebook. So you can meet him there every single day.
Barbara, I can hear the music coming from inside you. It's so wonderful.
Just sort of letting us drift out of this thought and knowledge of the law of attraction. Thank you very much, Keith, for being on the show. I hope it was interesting for all our listeners, and I will see you again next Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And next week, I will have a big surprise guest for you. So turn up next week, 1 p.m. EST, and thank you very much for listening. And if I don't hear you before, don't see you before, Merry Christmas, and see you next week, next Tuesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Bye-bye for now. Bye.